Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather is mild across Israel this evening. Jerusalem enjoys a cool breeze, while Tel Aviv is slightly warmer. A comfortable evening to be out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that three IDF soldiers were seriously and moderately injured by an explosive drone near the Lebanon border earlier today. Also, Ynet informs us of ongoing fighting as Israel-Lebanon talks approach. Three IDF reservists were wounded by drones, with Lebanon reporting seven dead. Also this hour, I-24 News highlights controversy over Israel's pavilion at the Venice Biennale, with critics decrying it as a symbol of imperialist wars. Separately, Forward reports that a man who firebombed an Israeli hostage march in Boulder was sentenced to life in prison. And finally, Australian Jewish News notes an anti-Semitic comment at a kids' netball game in Sydney, with Maccabi NSW Netball filing a formal complaint. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, wrote just minutes ago about radical Israelis attacking women in the West Bank, urging action to stop the violence. Eyal Yacobi commented minutes ago on the transparency of paid campaigns. David Keyes shared his thoughts minutes ago on what Pakistan might request in a hypothetical scenario. Let's go deeper. Starting with the drone attack near the Lebanon border, Walla reports that an IDF reservist suffered serious injuries while two others were moderately hurt. This incident raises tensions just as a new round of Israel-Lebanon talks looms. The ongoing conflict continues to pose risks to regional stability. Turning to the Venice Biennale, I-24 News highlights the uproar over Israel's participation, with calls against what some see as cultural propaganda. The debate reflects broader tensions over art's role in political narratives. This controversy could impact Israel's cultural diplomacy efforts. Meanwhile, the Boulder firebombing case comes to a close. Forward reports the attacker received a life sentence for targeting a march supporting Israeli hostages. The verdict underscores the seriousness with which such hate crimes are treated. It serves as a reminder of the need for vigilance against anti-Semitism. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports on a major move by Israel Aerospace Industries to merge its subsidiary Elta, aiming to boost radar and intelligence sales beyond $8 billion annually. Separately, CTEC reveals that Israeli defense startup Kela is raising $200 million, with backing from notable investors like Bill Ackman and Eric Schmidt. And finally, Globes confirms Kela's valuation at $1.2 billion as it integrates modern military systems, reflecting strong investor confidence in Israel's tech innovation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.